I think what we've seen is reduction in tension and in security concerns, which means that we're able to reduce the number of security gates on the walls of Derry. There will be some remaining around the interface between the Brandywell Bishop Street area and the Fountain area, but we're working to reduce tension in the waterside and in the city side, and we're working with local communities to see if we can remove those interface structures as well.
Although the fact that additional CCTV cameras are being added to the walls, does this not show that there are still tensions in and around them?
Well, we are actually looking at the issue of cameras to deal with potential antisocial behaviour in a number of areas around the walls, as in, frankly, most other large towns right across Ireland. What we're keen to do is to see that we get away from the physical security measures, that we reduce the gates, which spoil the experience of people walking around the historic walls, and that we instead deal with CCTV, improved lighting, and the different measures that provide for a safer society.
And will this move maybe see more tourists now use the walls?
I certainly hope that as Derry moves into what looks like now being the start of the summer for the City of Culture year, that it will mean that the tourists who visit the walls will have a better experience. I certainly had a pleasant walk around a large part of the walls this morning myself, and I think when we remove those steel gates, we'll get back to the historic walls, we'll remove the ugly signs of the 20th century security, and it'll be part of building a shared future for everyone in Northern Ireland.